WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, several smaller nonviolent protests over the death of George Floyd while in police custody took place around New Jersey Sunday. While protests started off peaceful in Atlantic City and Trenton, then turned violent, marches in Franklin Township, Somerset County, Long Branch, Princeton, and Rahway did not. The march in Franklin Township drew a crowd of about 200. Protesters were escorted by Long Branch police from Pier Village through the city to police headquarters. A protest is scheduled in front of the Asbury Park post office late today and a protest procession in Highland Park tomorrow. Meantime, more than 150 demonstrators were arrested Saturday night in Minnesota. Curfews went into effect last night in many cities. Here is some sound from a group of demonstrators in Alabama. A fourth day of protests against police brutality kept New York City on edge as thousands marched peacefully and many protesters and officers tried to keep the peace after days of unrest that left police cars burned and hundreds of people under arrest. This portion of the news made possible by Ground Game, latest podcast in the Associated Press, hosted by AP's Julie Pace. Ground Game discusses election strategy all through primary season. Download it wherever you get your podcasts. Governor Murphy is promising some big announcements today, which could include when restaurants will allow outdoor dining, rules for other non-essential retail businesses to open as well. There's also talk that Murphy will allow Atlantic City casinos to resume operations by the 4th of July. The number of COVID-19 patients on ventilators has dropped below 400. Hospitalization numbers also continuing to drop. Of New Jersey's 11,700 deaths from coronavirus, more than half of those deaths have come from the state's nursing homes. Governor Murphy and Health Commissioner Judy Persichetti have come under sharp criticism for the way they handle the pandemic response in nursing homes. Sources inside the administration have been leaking internal documents to the press, which seems to underscore a lack of action by the administration, led to the sharp increase in nursing home deaths. At least two state officials have been questioned. A NorthJersey.com report, as well as an NJ.com report, say that state epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan is also a target in the internal investigation. Researchers still learning more about the risk of contracting COVID-19 through bodies of water, such as lakes and the ocean. Microbial oceanographer Kate K. Beidel at Rutgers says the main threats in water are close contact with humans and the presence of wind.
Even if it's moderately windy, these colloidal particles, which viruses are, they're in the aerosols, they're in the atmosphere, and then they can be transported by wind even further.
The CDC says proper operation and disinfection of swimming pools should kill the virus that causes COVID-19. President Trump is coming to New Jersey for a small private fundraiser at his Bedminster golf course. Only 25 people will be at the event June 13th, held outdoors, and everyone must be tested for coronavirus the day of the event. The cost to attend? $250,000 per person. Turn to NJ1015.com for more on New Jersey's coronavirus crisis. How is the first day of June looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute. 5 News Time, 10:08 now, New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
Happy June 1st, New Jersey. It is a big day on the weather calendar. Today is the official start of the Atlantic hurricane season and the first day of climatological summer, the warmest 3 months of the year. Not all that warm today, as highs only reach the upper 60s to around 70. That is a bit below normal for early June. Mostly sunny skies with some extra clouds creeping into North Jersey this afternoon. Increasing clouds tonight, lows in the lower to mid 50s. And then a mostly cloudy day tomorrow with a few showers early and late. Highs will be lower to mid-70s. Wednesday turning much warmer and more humid. Here's your June weather. Highs lower to mid-80s Wednesday with partly sunny skies and scattered showers and thunderstorms Wednesday afternoon and evening. Thursday mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. Highs again mid-80s. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
New Jersey weather made possible by Able Hands Rehabilitation. Certified hand therapist at Able Hands Rehab. Highly experienced in hand rehabilitation. Our hands are very important. Do not delay taking care of any hand issues due to COVID-19. Seek advice from hand surgeons and therapy only from certified hand therapists. Visit AbleHandsRehab.com for information. Sandy Hook, 60 degrees. Cape May Point, 61. Hamilton, 61. Download our mobile app for breaking traffic, weather, and news alerts sent to your smartphone. It's free from New Jersey 101.5.